There comes a point in your journey where holding on starts hurting more than letting go. And that's when you know it's time to release what no longer serves your purpose. We often carry things that God has already asked us to set down. Old habits, toxic relationships, self-doubt, shame, and even outdated versions of ourselves. But here's the truth. You cannot become who you aren't meant to be while clinging to who you used to be. Growth requires release, and release is not weakness, it's wisdom. Letting go doesn't mean you failed. It means you're making space. Space for alignment, space for peace, space for what does serve your highest calling. It means you trust that where you're going is greater than what you're leaving behind. But how do you detach when something is familiar, when it's been a part of your identity, your story, your comfort zone? Here's how. First, acknowledge it. Be honest about what's draining your energy, clouding your clarity, or keeping you stuck. Don't justify it. Face it. Second, forgive yourself. Let go of guilt, shame, or the feeling that you should have known better. You made the best choices you could with what you knew at the time. You now know more, and now you choose better. Third, surrender it to God. Say, Lord, I release what no longer aligns with my purpose. Take what I can't carry, heal what I can't fix, and guide me to what is meant for me. Trust that when you release something in faith, God replaces it with something far greater. And finally, fill that space intentionally. Pour into what lifts you, your growth, your peace, your dreams, your faith. Detachment doesn't mean emptiness. It means freedom. It's choosing to no longer anchor yourself to pain just because it's familiar. Remember this. You are not responsible for everything you outgrow. You are responsible for your obedience to what God is calling you into. So today I challenge you. Release the weight. Detach with love. And walk forward knowing that what's ahead will never require you to shrink, settle, or suffer in silence. Let's go so you can rise. This one was for you.